I wondered whether she felt well enough to have visitors. I mean, I like her very much, and we have common interests. And I had an awfully nice time the last time I was down there when I didn't have my tape recorder having lunch with her. Is she, at this point, feeling so badly that she'd just as soon be let alone, do you think?
Well, she's a little better than she was, but visitors, I think visitors would be good for her, but it's a situation
whether she wants them.
No, I think that she wants them, but I think that they probably shouldn't stay a long period of time.
Just a short
time. It's not that she's, you know, deathly ill, but it's not feeling well. And
no.
She's in a situation where she gets tired quickly, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm so house proud, and she may be too, that if she thought she was going to have company, she'd feel as if she ought to rush around and do a lot of things, and especially if it was company whom she didn't know very well. For instance, if it was Mary Giles, it might be more trouble than it was pleasure.
Right. Well, if she feels up to it, I take her down to her shop and. On a Saturday or a Sunday, and I have one of my children go down and stay with her, and if she feels up to it, she likes to go over, and I think that it's good therapy for her, and actually I think she likes to visit with people there at the shop. The people stop in to sit down and talk to her for half an hour and leave, and I think
you know, that's a good idea, and I love doing that.
And so if she's probably the best thing to do would be if she's there, be to stop and
I could tell whether there was a car there.
Rather than at her home,
yes.
Actually.
Yes, I could tell whether she was there.
Sure.
If a car was there?
Yes.
Well,
a car. I usually, or we put stuff outside. In other words, I go down and I put stuff out in the front yard so people know.
No, it's open. I suppose in this cold weather, it's closed.
Well, it has, she's been open. Like, she was open last weekend.
She was?
It's nice and warm in there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that she's fine. She's got some comfortable chairs. And,
mm-hmm.
And
well, good. I'll go down there and see.
That's where to see her, really.
Well, Carlton, I'm very grateful. Excuse me, I called you Carlton instead of Mr. Lee.
That's no problem. That's my name.
And I'm very grateful to you for coming over this morning. I know you're busy, and you're eager to get back to work, and maybe you too could call the telephone company. I think two calls might help.
Okay.
And thank you again.
Thank you.
Here's Westport. We all love it. You've grown up in it. Lots of people have come to it. If you could change any single thing about it, you, Carlton Lees, is there anything that you would like to see different as time goes on? Or don't you dare
question. I think I'd be concerned more with the fact that changes are being made rather than.
In other words, you'd like to preserve
rather than
change.
I'd rather see the community stay more in its character than it is today. In years past, people have discussed. Westport, and they say it's a shame we don't have industry, or we don't have this, or we don't have that, but there are good things about industry and bad things, but I think I like the town quite a lot as it is, and so I wouldn't be apt to change a lot. I would be apt to try to keep it as it is.
Preserve it.
And preserve it.
Well, thank you again, and now I'll say goodbye.
Okay.